Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-free. So we've been talking about private prisons here, which is, I think, quite the libertarian conundrum. Because what we advocate for is for the free market to take care of all issues. Not every libertarian is. I'm of the opinion that we need a place in the world to put people who have demonstrated, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're just too dangerous to be with other people. And, well, we have private prisons. They're clearly a failure in the area of human freedom. So doesn't that, put all of libertarian ideas on the back burner?
I think it puts some of them, but...
Yeah, maybe conventional libertarians who... I think there is this temptation to say, well, if it's private, it's good. But this is really not a actual private free market situation here. Just like when we talk about the healthcare system and people claim that we have a free market in healthcare in the United States. Well, actually, we really don't, because there are only a few insurance companies. They're getting smaller they're getting larger and merging more by the day, so consumers have fewer options. They're regulated into oblivion, and so is the whole profession of medicine. It's riddled with intellectual property that stifles innovation. I mean, it's just like, let's count the ways that this is not an actual free market. And same thing with this prison idea. The whole idea is that the state is making up these rules, including incarcerating people for victimless crimes, drug possession and so forth, which is the majority of people in the prisons in the United States. And we, the U.S. incarcerates more people than per capita than any other place in the world. So obviously it's an artificial system, and just privatizing the prisons does not make that okay.
Right. Now, but what is this, according to the story, what is this prison doing?
What is it doing?
What's the point of this story?
They're suing the states because
there aren't enough prisoners in
prison. Right. So they're basically creating an artificial incentive that the states need to put more people in prison. Isn't that a terrible, terrible thing to do? Have created a situation where now we, the taxpayers, have to pay these private prisons for empty beds, not for housing people, but for empty beds.
Okay, here's my problem, is that there's a lot of libertarians, okay, a lot of people even in the Free State Project. In fact, the Free State Project's own motto is to, that the what is the only job of government? It is to protect life, liberty,
and property.
So that would infer a police force of some kind.
It would.
Right.
That's generally sort of the small government libertarian standpoint.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, so then you're just going to have that. That's all government has. This situation could still occur within that scenario if that's all government did. And I'm terrified because most people want government out of their way so that they can make more money. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make money. That's a fabulous thing. All right. But my problem here is that even if government just did that, this situation could happen.
It could, but it probably it would have to have gotten to the point that private prisons occurred anyway, because prisons ran at such a loss in the past when drug crimes weren't the majority of people that were incarcerated. Now we have a system where essentially a prison industrial complex has risen up, so the idea of private prisons as they exist today has become sort of the norm and what people think of.
Do you think if the state didn't mandate having prisons and there were no really financial incentives for anybody to run private prisons, like I'm talking about a fantasy world here, let's say prisons didn't exist, do you think there would be still incentives, obviously, for people to keep themselves safe, right?
Sure.
Don't you think people would come up with ways to keep themselves safe even if there were no prisons incarcerating a lot of people?
Do you think that people the people leave their doors unlocked in their houses now because prisons will lock up burglars? Because
I think they're
very inefficient at that.
Well, sure, but I think there are a lot of people out there who say, oh, well, if they're bad people out there, the cops are doing their job. They're going to get them.
I don't think that they think that at all. I think that the incentives are there to protect yourself already. So first off, let me I only think prison is useful in the area of people who have demonstrated a propensity and.
Okay, but Mark, I have an issue with that, because let's take your argument against the death penalty for a second.
Sure.
You said that what convinced you about that was that, you know, humans are fallible, somebody could be wrong, and there are wrongful people who have been wrongfully convicted and exonerated from death row.
Yep.
Okay, do you think there are people who have been wrongfully incarcerated?
Sure, probably about 15%.
Uh-huh, and that takes away a significant portion of their freedom, their life, their living, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why not apply that same same argument to just incarcerating people?
Well, you can also apply it to simply, you know, you can nullify my, my argument against the death penalty and say, well, we should have the death penalty because if you incarcerate someone, you take away that day and it can never be returned. I guess the question I would ask somebody on death row an innocent person on death row is look, you've lost all that 10 years of your life. You don't want to be let out, do you? I mean, for goodness sakes, we've ruined 10 years of your life. I think that people want to be, incarceration's reversible, whereas death is not reversible. So that's my point there.
Yeah, okay. So it's a lesser degree, but it's still the same principle in that
you're not going to make the system perfect by not incarcerating anyone. There are people that will...
But the system isn't perfect now.
It's not never going to be.
It's not even close to perfect.
Here's the surprise.
But what's never been really looked at, and I have some theories about why this is, but what's never really been looked at is thinking beyond the idea of punishing people by keeping them in a cage.
It's been looked at. I mean, I've seen a little bit of interesting stuff on it, but I don't know how. First off, I don't advocate cages as much as I advocate penal colonies. Okay.
Penal colony.
A penal colony is a colony where people who need to be separated...
Sounds like a venereal disease.
a colony where people need to be separated from others can live. It's essentially, a little city where people who are separated can be. I would think they'd be afforded as much freedom as they can without being able to get out in society, greater society as a whole. And then if they show a propensity to be unable to live in that area, then we would, we're talking about greater incarceration to the point that essentially you're protecting people from somebody who's shown a propensity towards violence.
But what if that person doesn't want to live in the penal colony?
You mean, what if they escape?
Or what if they just don't want to live there? I mean, if nothing's keeping them there.
You give up your rights to, self-volition when you take them from other people. No, I'm talking about incarceration.
Okay, so you're talking about somebody forcing them to live in the
penal colony. A penal colony would be incarceration.
What if they can't be caught?
What do you mean?
What if they're on the lam? What if they escape to Mexico?
What if they do it now?
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just kind of questioning why do we need jails and prisons at all? Is this an outdated model that doesn't work? Because obviously punishing...
That's what you're questioning, and let me address that question if that's what you're going to question. Okay?
Okay, well, that's what I'm questioning. Why do we need these at all? And I think that could be explored.
Okay, and I want to hear what you have to say, Brian, but
sure.
If she has a greater question, I want to address that
question.
Yeah,
go for it.
So in Dr. Mary Ruart's seminal work, Healing Our World, she talks about computer models that are put against each other for the prisoner's dilemma. Prisoner's dilemma is a conundrum, a moral conundrum where people are incentivized to rat on each other, essentially, to break oaths and alliances. So in this prisoner's dilemma where, these computers were set against each other, the most effective model was the tit-for-tat model, the model that would punish, somebody who, unaffiliated, went Confederate one time for every time they did it. So essentially they got a slap on the wrist every time they did something wrong, and then that was the most effective model for creating, the behavior that we want to see inside a society.
Okay, well... Yeah, I don't argue that behaviorism can, punishing and rewarding people for certain behaviors can make them behave in a certain way. But in a computer model, you don't have other options besides rewards and punishments. And that's what I'm talking about, is going beyond rewards and punishments.
Well, I think that it really just comes down to rewards and punishments. Once a person's an adult, they got a fixed way of being. And what else are you going to do to make them... There's some people out there that don't mind hurting you to get your stuff. 855 450 Free Talk Live. What do you think about this? Am I all wrong?
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins. Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip, which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You know, we're sitting here in the studio during the break. We're talking about solutions to problems that don't include solutions to crime that don't include incarceration. I'll bet you're not having those conversations where you live. One of the reasons that those conversations occur is because we have a concentration of liberty-oriented individuals here in New Hampshire, and that, to me, is the single greatest selling point of the Free State Project.
I concur. It's why I'm here.
The Free State Project is it's an idea. And the idea is to move 20,000 people who have stated their intent to move to the state of New Hampshire to exert their the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society which in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And here's the surprise. Some of the people that have been attracted don't think that that a monopolistic government even has that business doing that stuff. So we are more than 75% of the way to reaching the goal of 20,000 signers. And I think it's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty exciting that an idea like this ever got to see the light of day, and it's only because of the Internet. So go check out freestateproject.org. If you think it's a good idea, sign up. Sign the statement of intent.
If you would, I'm just going to say, if you would move to a place where you knew there were a lot of other people that were way more likely to share ideas with you than where you currently live with just a bunch of random people, do it. Sign up.
Yep.
Like, if you would want to move there, if there were 20,000 liberty, self-identified liberty lovers in New Hampshire, then sign up, because if you do, we're one person closer to getting there.
Yeah, and this is the libertarian home. I've heard it called, I think it's very interesting when people move. Somebody always says, welcome home. Because
that's a little cold.
It's a little weird, but you know, I've got to say, it's when people come here to visit, they're just blown away by the opportunity to talk to people in ways that they never had the ability to do otherwise. So, freestateproject.org. Let's go to Nathan, and I'm not sure where he called in from. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Texas.
Nathan, can you hear me? I think I pushed the right button.
Has Nathan pushed the right button?
I don't know the answer to that. He wants to talk about prison, he says.
Maybe he's been incarcerated while he was on hold.
It could be. They came and got him. Well, let's just
it's arrested development.
Well, you know, a point I want to bring up. You mentioned penal colonies. You know, I think
those have a marketing problem. First of all, they need a new name.
Yeah, they do. Okay, but well, maybe they're not. Never mind. I'm not going there. Okay. But it's interesting. What happens when
there's a movie about that, Brian?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead.
The Botany Bay. Okay, Australia. What happened was is that you took a bunch of prisoners. You know, the British Empire took a bunch of prisoners, shipped them off to the farthest end of the earth that they could find. And what happened? They didn't kill each other. They didn't. There was no security there. Britain didn't leave a platoon or a brigade or anything. They just dropped them off and said good luck. And you know what that good luck did? It built one of the most successful continents on the planet. And so I gotta wonder, when you say is prison, do we have to come up with prison? Do we have to do this sort of thing? Maybe you don't, and maybe there's historical precedent for the fact that if you just leave that maybe if these people are like left alone or to their own devices, that they'll do something. Now, I'm not saying do ostracism, because I think ostracism is nonsense. Ostracism is a popularity contest. That's all that is. Okay. And anybody that advocates for that is advocating for high school socialization. And we got to be way beyond that as far as libertarians go.
You know, okay, people could say this doesn't relate because America is like a huge place and tribes are very small groups of people. However, there are tribes that live in the world that don't have jails and prisons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that solve problems among the group.
Most of the time they make, somebody makes good with, some item, some barter item or something like that. Somebody's wronged. And that's, it's absolutely the way it's done. Look, I'm not advocating that everybody who commits a crime today should be in prison. What I'm advocating for and saying is that perhaps 3 or 4% of the prison population belongs there. And
I would agree. If we could get rid of 96% of the prison, not get rid of them, but they could not be imprisoned, that would be a great start, but what about the other 4%? Do we really need?
Are there broken minds? Does mental illness exist?
Oh God, that's a can of worms.
It either does or it doesn't.
There are people with severe problems. Let's put it that way. Sure.
All right. So mental, if somebody can be mentally insane, then somebody can be criminally insane. They can be of a sort of person that is not, redeemable. They simply will not operate properly in a given circumstance. I have been around people like this, bad folks, and yeah, if you take away a lot of the incentives, a lot of people will act right. But ultimately, I just think there's some broken individuals. And what we're saying is, let those people loose on a libertarian society and just let somebody smoke them. You know, let somebody kill them because they were doing something wrong. Is that what the?
No,
oh,
maybe,
I don't want that.
No, maybe let people move away from them or get them to move away from.
There's only so much land out there. Or do we really want to turn some criminally insane individual loose on the next city?
You say all the time there's plenty of open land. Right. Even in the U.S., where it's very populous, there's a lot of open land.
Predators who prey on humans aren't going to willingly live away from humans.
Do you think maybe people have trouble identifying predators because, I don't know, they're raised to...
because they look remarkably like you and I, that's why. They're just sociopaths.
Okay, but people claim, oh, sociopaths are charming, but there are warning signs because, you know, they...
Oh, I think some are charming and some aren't. I'm just saying that somebody who you know, essentially can't operate properly in society, who doesn't have that moral compass.
But politicians don't have moral compasses.
I'm not arguing for politicians, Stephanie. I'm arguing against...
I'm just saying, when you're talking about individuals with no conscience and no empathy, right? That's a sociopath, isn't that
okay.
what...
sounds fine.
So... there are a lot of those living among us, and we're taught to tolerate them because, and we're actually taught to idolize them. And that's very confusing for people when they're talking about personal defenses in terms of, like, not associating with people who might be dangerous enough to hurt you, you know?
Yes, I think that that's absolutely, there's a great deal of confusion, and that confusion will take hundreds of years to get rid of when you're talking about, you know, getting rid of the women dating bad boys and that whole thing. We got a long way to go from that one. Well, is it a complex? Do people do it? Do people say it?
There are plenty of men who date so-called bad women, too.
Indeed, they have bad results.
A lot of people have relationship problems.
Indeed.
That's true.
And you know, so, I mean, this is all part of it. And all I'm saying is if you hit, beat, cut, punch, shoot too many people, there's nothing we can do with you except put you in a box and keep you away from people so you can't do that to them anymore. That's all I'm saying, and I never hear a good sort of liberal solution for not doing that. I'm open to those ideas, but if we live in a world where I can't protect myself 24/7 from people who might do this, then we have to have a solution for those folks if they do it, I guess.
Let's just maybe create a society where violence is not one of the options.
Poof, it's created. Oh, somebody just messed it up. 855-453. Free Talk Live. I know. Call in. Give me hell. Free Talk Live. 855-453.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking about alternatives to incarceration here for the last couple of segments. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. I want to tell you about forcefieldenergy.com. Talked about force fields. You know, it'd be really great to have force fields. And if you had force fields, you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, people harming you, because the force field would protect you.
I've actually constantly theorized that the most important technology beyond the internet, beyond Bitcoin, that could possibly get developed for the advancement of liberty would be force fields.
That's right.
Because then nothing matters.
And I'm sure force field energy will be on the cutting edge of force field technology when the time comes. Currently, they're working on LED lighting on an industrial level. And I think...
Can we get some of that in the Free Talk Live studio?
LED lighting?
Yeah.
Yeah, we buy our LED lighting at Home Depot. If we had that big building with the lots of glass and all that kind of thing, and it wasn't in Ian's living room? Yeah. Forcefieldenergy.com. I think that they're a great investment, and the reason I think they are is because they've got lots of contracts out. They've got a great financing program that allows a business to begin saving money the very first day that these LED lights are turned on. And that doesn't mean, you know, spend $10,000 with us and we'll save you $1,000 a year. No. What it means is that their financing is set up so that you're going to actuate the cost of the install out over a period of time, and your payments will still be lower than your current electrical payment. That's a great business model, and it's the reason single best reason I believe the forcefieldenergy.com is going to achieve. Also, management really matters when it comes to company, and forcefieldenergy.com's got the management to do it. If you do your research, as I have done, because investments have risk and you're responsible for your own money, and you come to the same conclusion that I have, then give forcefieldenergy.com or FNRG a try and buy them on, you know, any brokerage account you've got, because they're NASDAQ listed. It's FNRG, forcefieldenergy.com. So, are we going on to another topic, or are we going to... Oh, actually, I want to give Nathan a try here
and
see whether I can get Nathan back on the line. Nathan, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I got you.
I got faked out earlier. That flash bug made it sound like you were taking my call, and then you said, let's talk to Howie in Pennsylvania, or wherever he was from.
That was some time ago. Well, there you go.
Yeah, what happens is the shoutcast box repeats from a certain time every time I click it. So every time I click it, you say, it takes a village to produce the show. I don't know what podcast.
Well, interesting.
You know, I can't do your tech solutions here for you, Nathan.
What's that? No, I think it's a Firefox thing, because this is the second computer I noticed it on.
Huh.
I wanted to comment about the prison, prisons and the remark you made earlier when you said, worse, the effect that no amount of money is worth your freedom. Is that right?
Nearly. Not no amount, but mostly no amount would be worth my freedom.
Well, a quick question for Brian. Have you read Feast for Crows yet?
No, I have not. Feast for Crows is by...
Oh, it's the Game of Thrones book. Never mind. There was a conversation in it that reminded me of the one you're having about...
Is that the third book or the fourth?
The fourth.
The fourth,
about,
okay. Yeah, I know. I haven't read that one yet. Go ahead.
Kind of mirrors the conversation you're having here about, you know, do you just turn your guns loose on them, or do you try to rehabilitate people? But specifically about Mark's comments, I don't want to disagree with them, but I thought two things about them that seemed to me to qualify them. The first one is that Mark is speaking from hindsight, so hindsight is 20/20. And the second thing is I'm not sure you can reduce everything to a monetary sense, because I mean, like, say you're talking about, like, a crime of passion, for example, where, you know, someone walks in and their spouse is involved in a compromising position, or, you know, someone who's on the street and in a certain – and their economic position, there's no way for them to really advance. So, you know, what do they have to lose? I think these are kind of situations where the monetary – viewpoint doesn't really apply.
Well, I would hope that what I was trying to say in the conversation where I was saying essentially nothing and no one is worth me going to jail, and frankly you, the listener, going to jail over, that cheating spouse, he or she, not worth it. Absolutely not worth it.
Right.
What you should do is you should walk out, get control of the bank account as quickly as possible, not shoot anybody. You know,
just never have a joint bank account.
That's even a better idea, but a lot of times they're taking care of kids. It's not really.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that these are situations where you don't even necessarily have some kind of trauma. They're just they're these kind of situations where your emotions overwhelm you, and you know, the only thing you're thinking about, like Stephanie said, is survival. You know, the kind of fight or flight kind of thing. And you know, a person in that position isn't necessarily thinking, well, if I work for so long and so many months and save up my income in a bank account, then I can make up the amount of money I'm going to lose in this divorce proceeding, you know, or something like that.
Right. I understand that a lot of people aren't doing the economics of it. I've had a chance to sit back and do the economics for myself and say, you know, I don't care what that guy or that woman or that person has done to me. It's not worth going to jail over, and I can share that on, you know, to 250,000 people, and maybe some of them can say for the first time in their lives find freedom around that and say, oh, yeah, wow, you're right. That my brother who did me wrong or whatever that I said I'm going to kill the next time I see, he's absolutely not worth that. And that's what I'm trying to say is that when you walk into that room with the wife or the husband who's in a compromising position, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it. And it's coming from a person who's been there.
Yeah, yeah. And I really admire you for that. I think that's one of the things I really
I survived prison.
To you on the show.
How admirable.
I mean, you had a lot of time to think about this kind of thing.
Indeed.
So
it gives us perspective that no one else has.
No, definitely. Stephanie, because you know, you kind of have the, I guess, a different viewpoint because you talk about relationships and therapy a lot sometimes. What do you think about these situations where it's not really trauma, it's more just like the emotional subtext of the situation?
I think there are a lot of people who would walk into a situation where what their spouse is cheating on them, and the first thing they would do would not be to murder someone. I think they're set up for that way before.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's so much media and so many, you know, it's just, there's so much behind this as far as cultural conversation and media and stories and movies and all this stuff that tell you that the right reaction when you catch your daughter with a young man or your wife with another guy is to kill them.
Yeah.
Kill somebody over sex. You know, rubbing skin together.
Oh, yeah. And it's like men get it really badly, too, which is like it's this thing where, you know, being violent is like glorified as a part of masculinity, which it's not.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of cultural conditioning that says this is how you react. You go ahead and you commit the crime and it's okay. Or, you know, or at least like...
It's honorable.
It's honorable. Or
you'll get women. Yeah. You'll get rewards.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get that.
Right. And before someone calls in and says, well, what about before there was TV? No, the cultural conditioning saying that theft and killing and all this stuff has been said to be okay for thousands of years. Ever since the first government came into being, it was suddenly said that killing and stealing was all right. You know, this cultural conditioning has been around for a very, very long time.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, on the one hand, I understand what you're saying, but on the other hand, it seems to me that, like, a lot of it is just part of the moment, and there's nothing you can really do to rationally think in some of these situations.
Sure, you know,
I read a story in a news. I'm sorry.
I was going to say there's a very old saying that push somebody far hard enough, you know, push somebody far enough, and killing becomes as easy as breathing, you know, and there's truth to that statement. That's why it's so old. But, you know, so sure, there's points where maybe you can't think straight. I'm open to that.
But I still think that there, you know, if somebody experiences a lot of peace and is treated really well in their life, the first thing they're going to think when they see a situation like that is not, oh, time to murder somebody.
Yeah, to some extent, peace is it's perspective, you know, where what might be an accident to someone might appear to be something that was intentional and, you know, change the whole tact of their life. I think it's difficult to imagine that we're going to create a world full of peace. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get the Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You know, I'd give out the numbers, but we got some folks on the line here, so I'm not gonna.
Wow, that show went fast. Holy crap.
It is the final segment. I thought we had
like an hour left.
Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
With fastest Mark. 3 hours on radio. Sorry.
Or second fastest.
Yeah.
Who are you and what have you done with Brian?
My name is Rush Limbaugh and I know.
Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Check out, if you like this show, check out the School Sucks Project. It is a show where they discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting techniques, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Fascinating conversations are had there, and, you know.
I love that show.
Yep. Actually, it's actually intellectual. You know, peaceful. SchoolSucksProject.com. Let's go to the phone. Got Corey calling in from Savannah. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to chime in about the idea that masculinity is an issue with the going to prison and hurting people. I'm actually doing my master's thesis on gender in country music.
Oh, you so, people and your wow, master's theses.
That sounds really interesting.
It is, actually.
It is fascinating. Here's an interesting thing, is a lot of people don't know that the country music is aimed at a female demographic, that the expectation is that women will listen to country music, not men. And the
really?
Country,
but
absolutely.
It's so popular.
I thought country music
Corey,
was invented
right?
by the CIA.
Now the market is dominated by women. That hasn't always been the case.
That's true, too.
But it certainly is now.
You know,
what
we said? I was just thinking of there's like a meme that goes around sometimes about comparing country music with rap music.
It's actually something I'm actually in a criminology course as well, and a lot of research has been done on violence and violent masculinity in rap music.
Mm-hmm.
But there hasn't been so much done on violence, masculinity, and drug use in country music, and that's could be because whites are the majority and have the power in society to analyze the black music or urban music, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that makes total sense because I mean, you see in country music, well, what I see is not just violence done by men, but like there's that song about the woman who catches her boyfriend cheating on her and then she slashes his tires and destroys.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, she destroys his car, and I've always been just horrified when I hear that song.
What about Earl?
So violent.
Yeah, Goodbye Earl. That was a Dixie Chicks song.
Earl got it good.
Yes, he did. But it's very interesting because going back a very long time, there's been a presence of violence in country music. but there's also been an idea of controlling women, and that's the idea that if they're having sex with someone else, that you should hurt them mm-hmm. because you have control over them. So, that's kind of a big problem there.
Yeah.
But, I want to chime in with that. I agree with Mark. I think that there probably are 3-4% of the prison population who probably can't live peacefully around me. So, that if they can't be peaceful, then they probably should not be.
So what we have to do is just take all the country artists and put them in jail, right?
No, that's a terrible idea.
Just kidding.
I mean, most people are pretty peaceful.
Leave Hank Williams III out of jail, please. That guy's
exactly.
amazing. That guy is amazing.
Yes,
well,
he is.
I'm curious. Like, I want to hear more so I can see the violence and the misogyny and the kind of controlling jealous partners thing.
Not in Randy Travis's songs.
I don't listen to Randy Travis. I'm not familiar. But so I can see that, Corey. But the only drug use I really hear talked about, but although it's talked about a lot, is alcohol. Is that right? Is that like the major focus of drug use in country music?
Now it is, but it hasn't always been that way. There was a during the 1970s, I mean, think about Willie Nelson. I mean, he does songs with Snoop Dogg, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. And Johnny Cash had songs like Cocaine Blues, Early One Morning While Making My Rounds, I Took a Shot of Coke, I Took a Hit of Cocaine and I Shot My Woman Down. I think it's something like that. But the less known country music has a lot more other kinds of drug use in it. So it's interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting. So I guess it just shows, like, see, because country music, as I understand it, is the most popular kind of music in the U.S. And, of course, rap music is also really popular. And why do these lyrics have such appeal to people? You know, like, are people, is this normal? Like, are they reaching people by talking about their lives, which include a lot of violence and drugs and stuff like that? Or
George Herbert Walker Bush said that country music is the window to America's soul.
He
absolutely said that. I mean, country music is it's a powerful look at rural America and, frankly, where America came from in a lot of ways. A lot of people who are city dwellers today were country dwellers, two generations ago, and those roots run deep.
You know, I think I can't help but feel, and this doesn't just go for country music, but also for orchestral music, like any time strings are involved. I don't know what it is. But
where is this theory going?
Okay,
go?
But no.
It's going to air on a G string.
Air on the G string, right? That's a real song or a real composition. But really, like string music that uses strings for the instruments, whatever that may be, cello to guitar to whatever. Does, I feel like it has a very unique, it literally, like, the strings seem to pull on my heartstrings, you know, and I'm not a country music fan in particular, but, like, I think, I don't know, there's just something very, very unique about that. As far as why rap would appeal to people, I don't know, that's a different ballgame, but, like, with country, I could definitely see where, like, it takes you on an emotional ride that a lot of music does not do.
Well, the thing is, you think about the musical structure. In country music, you have a lot more strumming. At least now, you used to have a lot more picking, banjos, dobros, things like that.
Which would match your heartbeat.
Yeah, but
this is quite a stretch for this theory. Right?
Sorry, but no, I'm talking more about the legato sound of the country music. How you have it's more flowing as opposed to rap music, where you have very strong beats that are very staccato. I think that might be something that affects your mood when listening to country is the rhythm and the flowingness of it.
Now, one thing that I, these comparisons that I made in the past is that, you have two very, when you look at rap or hip hop, when you look at hip hop and country, you have two very lyric intensive genres. Whereas with, when you talk about rock and roll, it's much more about the music in rock and roll and the lyrics make less sense.
Yeah, lyrically superficial, sure.
That's actually a point that is very important for my research.
It should be the premise of your research, right?
Yes, it is, because it's the language that I'm focusing on. It's the social construction of gender. So if you have a some kind of very postmodern song where the lyrics are supposed to be interpreted by someone else as opposed to communicated with a specific meaning, that changes the nature of it altogether. Mm-hmm. You know, that changes the nature of what it is, from communication to a piece of art that you need to interpret on your own.
In the country genre, the female voice is very strong compared to other genres. And often I've found that, to me, it seems like when you're talking about gender empowerment, that the conversation needs to be had from women to women, not from women to men or anything like that, because that's where the real power lies in society. Do you find that female songs empower women, or do you think that they're just as just as much social construct around that?
Actually, that was something that I presented in Atlanta not too long ago. Women around the 1960s, when you started having Tammy Wynette. And women like that, they started speaking up for themselves. And later on, you have the Judds and Reba McEntire, who really kind of put their foot down in 2003, Goodbye Earl, the Dixie Chicks. So you start having the development of stronger women, but, I mean, you start out having, like, the Carter family and people like that who were very kind of represent the traditional gender roles that you could think of. But as men bashed women more and more in country music, which happened a lot in the 1950s, it was
okay.
You often had men blaming women for the failure of relationships, things like that. Women become stronger and they start sticking up for themselves in the songwriting, which is interesting.
But are they sticking up for themselves? Like, when I picture a woman sticking up for herself in country music, I'm picturing, like, her getting violent or something like that, and I don't see that really as empowering.
No, like Winona Judd did the song No One Else on Earth Will Ever Hurt Me. She wasn't being violent. She was laying it out.
Look up Kitty Wells, Honky Tonk Angels, and look up those lyrics. That's a good one to look at.
Thanks, Corey. I'd love to read your thesis if you want, Stephanie, at freetalklive.com.
You should
really
give us a link to it when you're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Check us out at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, it's been Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Thanks so much. freetalklive.com. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help his tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.